Chuck Schumer blames the Trump administration for overcrowding at the southern border. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2019. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, is blaming the Trump administration for the migrant crisis, overcrowding specifically, at the southern border. Ignoring the Democrat Party's recent efforts to stifle the GOP's attempts to address the issue. The @Senate Dems and I pushed Border Patrol leadership hard, Schumer tweeted Friday. Overcrowding. Migrants without the help they need. It doesn't have to be this way. These are decisions from the top of the Trump admin. President Trump delivered a national address on border security in January, asking Congress to reopen the government by agreeing to $5 billion for wall funding. Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, responded via an address to the nation and accused the president of manufacturing a crisis. Most presidents have used Oval Office addresses for noble purposes, Schumer stated. This president just used the backdrop of the Oval Office to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration. In the last few months, Democrat leadership has modified its position, particularly after freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, began comparing migrant shelters to concentration camps. In May, Pelosi declared that Democrats never denied that there was a crisis, despite months of accusing the Trump administration of making the entire situation up. Well, let me just say this. We have never not said that there was a crisis. There is a humanitarian crisis at the border, and some of it provoked by the actions taken by the administration, Pelosi told reporters during her weekly press conference in May. What is happening at the border is tragic, and we hope to address some of that in the disaster supplemental, she added. And we understand our responsibility to secure our border. The House ultimately passed the Senate's version of a $4.5 billion bill to address the crisis on the southern border after the Democrat version, influenced by the far-left progressives in the caucus, failed to gain steam. Ocasio-Cortez was incensed. Under no circumstances should the House vote for a McConnell-only bill with no negotiation with Democrats. Hell no, she tweeted. That's an abdication of power we should refuse to accept. They will keep hurting kids if we do.